safety depth, how would things go if you had to play the ball?
Malcolm's a really good player, and I've been very pleased with Malcolm and Rodney through training camp. But the facts are we need those guys behind them to step up. We need to find out who's going to be our third and fourth and maybe even a potential fifth with special teams and stuff like that. And, when a guy goes down, it's a great opportunity for those other guys to step up. But the opportunity only exists if you take advantage of it. And those guys need to do a better job of taking advantage of it.
Jim, Eric Rowe seems to be having his ups and downs so far in camp. Is his biggest adjustment learning a new technique?
Yeah, he's still a young player. He's only a second year. I mean, everybody wants to make him a seasoned vet. He started for about a half a year, and he is changing schemes. But we're also through our OTAs, and we're through our mini camp, and we're through a little bit more than a week of camp, and we got to start putting those inconsistencies behind us. And I'm not just talking about Eric. I'm talking about every guy on defense. Now, if you saw what happened today, I mean, we make a play, give up a play, make a play, give up a play. That's not a way to play defense. It's not a way to play football. We got to be consistent, and that's our challenge. Our challenge is ironing that out, not just individually with guys like Eric or any of the other corners, but as a unit, we have to be more consistent, and that goes for everybody.
You're going to have a rotation, obviously, at defensive end, but Vinny Curry's going to likely get more reps than he's ever had in his career. What will that do for him in terms of production, but what will that also possibly personally do in terms of how he can produce the play?
Well, I mean, there's a reason we re-signed him. We think he's a good player. And, certainly with good players, you want them on the field more. We think he fits the system, and you're right. We do have a rotation up front. It's hard to pass rush. It's hard to attack if you're going 8 straight snaps. You got to keep fresh guys coming. I always go back to my baseball analogy with guys coming out of the bullpen, and you can throw a lot harder out of the bullpen than you can if you're expected to throw 6 or 7 innings as a starter. We're excited about him. He's multidimensional enough. He can rush inside. We haven't done any of that yet. We're just trying to stay outside right now. But, look forward to those guys, getting more reps. They're here for a reason.
Jim, how's the interest been in coverage?
Sort of like a lot of other guys on the team. I mean, I won't single any guys out. But I'll just say, as a defense, we need to be more consistent. And, we mentioned Eric. We could mention, probably about 50 guys, or not 50, but 40 guys over there that we need to be more consistent. Michael's a very, very good athlete. He can do some things. He's explosive. He can run. He can cover. It is a little bit new to him, but we're starting to get toward the end of being new.
Going out to Taylor Hart, seem to really fit what the last defense did here. How do you see them fitting in your scheme?
Yeah, don't sell those guys short. Just because that's what they were asked to do doesn't mean they're the only thing. Taylor's been very slippery out here. He's got great size. He might not be real stout, but he's slippery. He can get on an edge, and he's won his fair share of pass rush. And Bo's just a load in there. He's hard to move. And when he can get that, I'll just conservatively say 300-plus, going north-south, he's hard to stymie. And, we don't want him at the line reading. We want him attacking and driving people back, and he can do that.
You have spoken very highly of the safety tandem. Do you think what you've seen out here so far with the additions of the new corners, that this team and this defense will be much improved from last year?
Yeah, we're not really worried. I can't judge anybody on last year. I think every practice is new, every game is new, every season is new, and it's cliche, but we really can't judge ourselves on anything last year. It's our job to take the pieces we have right now and find a way to be consistent and find a way to help us win football games. I have been complimentary to the safeties for good reason. Those two guys, those guys are good players. They come to work every day. They're a great example to the secondary on how to be a pro, how to communicate, how to be in the right spots. Those guys, when I say we haven't been consistent as a defense, I probably like to exempt those two guys because they've played very, very consistently. They're great communicators, and we need more guys following suit.
The players being inconsistent. You've mentioned that several times.
Yeah.
Is your patience for inconsistency getting shorter and shorter?
Yeah, you know, we're getting close. I mean, you want to teach. And sometimes guys learn best from mistakes. You know what I mean? Sometimes when you make a mistake, you know, it gets ingrained a little bit, and you vow not to make the same one again. So, you know, that's part of training camp. Part of training camp is going out and, you know, have some, you know, trial by fire and, you know, learning from your mistakes and things like that. What I'm really talking about is repeat mistakes. You know, everybody's going to make a mistake. You know, I mean, I make a lot. Players make a lot. The key is don't make the same one twice. Learn from your mistake. And that's where our challenge is. And we're probably like 31 other teams in the NFL at this time in training camp. Everybody's striving for the same thing. You know, to be consistent from front to back, to have everybody on the same page. And then that allows the guys' talent to show.
Let's take two more guys.
Jordan Dixon's a guy that might get rust as camp wears off. Coming off the injury, but at the same time, he's a middle linebacker, so you know, all the mental reps he'll get obviously are helpful. Is that kind of an indication that he's picked up the defense really well so far?
Well, Jordan's a smart guy, it didn't take him very long. But that's Coach Peterson's call, whether guys get rested or not. I know this with Jordan, he's a pro, will come to work. If he's asked to practice, he'll practice. If he's asked to sit on the sideline, he'll get good mental reps.
How's he done in terms of lining the front
line? Yeah, it's really not that complicated. So I don't want to give him any gold stars for that. Am I good? All right.